AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us Taylor Wash, Emporia Assistant City Manager, because we're talking about the Civic Leadership Institute, and time's starting to run out if you want to be part of this spring, I should say.
Yeah, Taylor, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How's your Monday getting started?
Not too bad so far. Fingers crossed it stays that way.
We're with you. We're with you there.
Definitely with you on that. Well, we got you in for the Civic Leadership Institute. It sounds like you're running up against a registration deadline. How many spaces do we have left so that we can register to be part of this?
That's right. So that deadline is April 22nd. And we are above capacity at this point. So we're trying to figure out what that looks like. We didn't have this problem last year, which is kind of a good problem to have. So we're just trying to figure out what that looks like and how to make sure we can get as many people in the class as possible. So please still apply if you're interested, and we'll figure it out. We'll make it work.
Okay, so what does the application process entail, Taylor?
It's a really quick application. It just asks for some regular information, some identifying information, and then it asks a couple of questions about, you know, what do you love about Emporia? What would you like to see happen differently? Why are you interested in the class? It's a very easy application.
I want to go back to the fact that you have really registrations above capacity right now. To what do you attribute the interest and, I guess you could call it, the popularity here of the Civic Leadership Institute, given the fact that this is only in its second year?
Yeah, I think there are so many components. I think the first thing is that word of mouth. I think that a lot of people have, especially the people that participated last year, they've shared their experiences and they've let other people know what they kind of learned and took away from it. And they've gone on to do some pretty cool things. We've got people who are doing the Public Safety Citizens Academy. We've got people who are running for commission. So I think just being able to see those people who actually went through the class, who are talking about their experience and then applying it to other opportunities, I think that helps a lot. And then just the publicity of it. I think our communications manager does a great job of sharing this message and really getting people to recognize what we're trying to do. But there's so many components.
Well, let's talk about the Civic Leadership Institute. What does it all entail? What's the process like, and what will people be able to see and do?
Yeah, so it's about 8 or 9 week course that you could say, and they basically get an opportunity to go behind the scenes for every department in the city and really get a better understanding of how it works and what they do and why they do it. So we'll spend some time talking about finance and engineering. We'll go to the zoo. We'll do a tour of the water plant. It's a really cool opportunity to see the other side of the city and put faces to the work that's being done. So you think about streets or you think about water mains, but then when you put a face to it and you make it a little more human, people tend to connect to it more and understand it better.
And the other thing, too, with this is you have to, you have to sit down with the department heads, other administrative leaders here for the city, and kind of flesh out what's going to be presented here to the community.
That's right. That's right. So we usually meet before their actual session where they present. And my question to them is typically, what do you wish people knew about your department? What do you wish people knew about the job that you do? And then we talk through it, and then we develop a kind of a presentation of sorts to kind of help with that. I don't see that changing a lot this year, but it really just depends on, you know, what they want people to see.
Is there any cost, Taylor?
There is a small cost for snacks and a little bit of logistics stuff, but I'm working really hard to keep that budget low so we can make it sustainable.
And also kind of getting back to the point about, you know, what people want to see or what you would like people to know about it, do you have a situation now 2 years in that you have so much that you already have some ideas here for year three next year?
I think so, and I think that the people who participate, they really helped me build that out. Like the questions that they ask or the things that they see, especially the group last year, they gave me so many things to consider for this next one. So I'm sure the group that we do this year is going to do the same thing. It's growing and it's evolving, and it's so much bigger than just me. It's the people who are participating. It's the department heads. I think that 5 years from now, hopefully it'll be like a staple in the community, and it'll be so well evolved. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, are you telling people now that you're above capacity that registration is, officially closed, or are you still possibly taking a couple more registrations here as you kind of work to reconfigure?
Yeah, I think I'd like to honor that deadline that we publicized, let people apply for as long as they want, and then we'll expand the class or we'll figure some other way out to make sure that everybody gets to get through in some way.
Well, we're happy to see it so popular.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah, the city's popular, Taylor. We like to hear that.
Well, so. Yeah, and I think it's a good positive. It's a good way for people to get engaged, to learn something, and to feel connected to their city and the work that we do.
Taylor, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Taylor.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Assistant City Manager Taylor Wash talking about the popular Civic Leadership Institute. Deadline coming up April 22.
All right. And next 8 o'clock hour tomorrow is going to be pretty full. First off, with the Emporia Showcase, our monthly visit with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder and our panel of guests. And then we'll have our Newsmaker 2 slide about 8:40 to 8:45 as Emporia State Director of Bands Gary Zeke talks about a trio of upcoming concerts. That's tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour here on KVOE.
Well, it's going to be a busy weekend again. And I am looking forward to, my wife and I are going on the Santa Fe Trail bus tour.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
cool.
Happening, leaving out of North Lyon County Saturday morning. So
looking forward to that trip
being guided by Jan Houston and Leroy Boleyn. So
cool.
It's going to be a nice trek to see the Santa Fe Trail information in North Lyon County.
Hopefully you get to see those ruts that Greg Jordan's been talking about now for a few years, right?
I know. But I guess there's still room, and you can get registered at the Lyon County History Center.
Okay.
And tickets are $35 if you're not a History Center member, $30 if you are. That includes your lunch, and you'll be gathering at the North Lyon County Community Center right around 9:45 this Saturday morning.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Good one, indeed. St. 54, good morning.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Ashley Walker with Bobby D.